The country's educational system is moving away from the No Child Left Behind policy, which emphasized rigorous standardized testing, to the Common Core standards that a majority of states have now adopted. Advocates of the Common Core say it'll focus education more on critical learning skills rather than fragmented test-taking knowledge. As a result, school districts across the nation are overhauling their curricula and teaching methods to meet the new standards. One buzzword is project-based learning. Simply put, learning by doing projects. KALW's Jen Chien takes us to one San Francisco high school that's been using this method for 15 years to help some of the city's most academically challenged students to succeed.
I don't think
I know, that's why I like to know about them.
This is the sound of high school students learning. Nearly a dozen teenagers are scattered in small groups across a large classroom at downtown high school in San Francisco. Some strum on guitars. Others hold handwritten lyric sheets.
It's complicated because when you get to this part, you only sing that part.
This isn't just a music class, though. The students are all writing songs inspired by a novel, If He Hollers, Let Him Go, by Chester Himes, which deals with race, class, and politics in the 1940s.
There's a girl who sits under a tree.
Downtown is not your everyday high school. For one thing, it's a continuation school. That means students here haven't done well at their previous schools.
The reason I got here is because peer pressure.
17-year-old Sergio Recinos used to go to Galileo High School.
A lot of my friends went there, so that's the reason why I went there. They started smoking weed. I got into it. And, like, you know, I ended up here because of my credits.
At downtown, students like Recinos get a different learning experience than at conventional schools. Here, subjects are taught in the context of real-world applications. Projects that the students work on together, hands-on.
It's a little different from going to a high school because, like, if you need help, like, you know, everyone has to stop until that one person learns it. Like, you know, everyone has to learn it, like, you know.
At the beginning of each semester, a student picks one class or project which they'll stay in for the term. The projects have acronym names like ACT, Acting for Critical Thought. That one focuses on theater and performance. There's PRISM, Physics Reflected in Social Movements, which looks at politics, activism, and science. Recinos is in the project called MARS, which stands for Music and Math Alive in Resistance to Social Systems.
MARS I like because, like, you know, I'm trying to get into music, so, like, I want to rap, but, like, I'm trying to take more classes on it, like, you know, more beat-making classes.
Every project has a theme for the semester, with two main teachers who design the content and curriculum and choose one book to study. That's a rare freedom in today's testing and standards-driven climate.
In a lot of ways, the creativity has been taken out of the art of teaching for a lot of public school teachers.
Erin Waddell teaches in the project GOAL, Get Out and Learn. Her students are off campus 4 days a week. They spend two of them here at Aquatic Park near the Hyde Street Pier.
The teachers have total freedom in terms of how they schedule a day. So if it's a deadline for art sculptures, we can say that half the day or the entire day is devoted to that. We don't have to cover all of the subjects in one day.
Today, much of the class's time is spent on boat building. By the end of the semester, the students will have built a wooden boat from scratch. Waddell's co-teacher, Ed Kavanaugh, is helping 17-year-old Isaac Murga fix a gap in the boat's planking.
It's the same on both sides, so where is it getting hung up?
Just a little from the on the edge.
It's hitting there, that's good.
But Murga says at his last school, he cut class all the time. He was bored. That's why this particular project works for him.
If I was in another project where I had to be in school, I might, like, not even show up for that, too. Like, I probably would have been doing the same thing. So, and this year, like, they got me doing stuff that I like, so I come every day.
Teacher Aaron Waddell says that's the key to project-based learning, keeping kids engaged.
It's the way we experience life. You know, our history is not separate from the science and is not separate from math nor literature. Like, I personally think that perhaps fewer students would end up at a continuation high school if project-based learning was more mainstreamed and not just something that you could access in alternative education.
When my son was not successful at his traditional school, I didn't know what to do.
That's Ellen Wong. She's the current principal at Downtown, but she started out here as a parent around 12 years ago. After her son graduated, she stayed on, having become a believer in Downtown's methods. She says staying in one small learning community for a whole semester means students and teachers develop deeper relationships.
The teachers have kind of a laser focus on them. They kind of know what's going on.
Still, some students' lack of credits or truancy issues have made it too hard for them to get back on track, even here.
You know, many students aren't going to be able to stay here and graduate with us, so we try to help them to move forward along the path and find them the next program that they can go to, be it a GED program, an adult school,
or maybe even college. Generally, between 40 and 60 students graduate from Downtown every spring. At any given time, the school will have between 200 and 250 students. But that number can fluctuate within the school year as kids move into and out of the program. It's hard to say what those numbers actually mean in terms of the school's success. The data is hard to analyze. For example, students at Downtown who are in their fifth year of high school are actually counted as dropouts in district statistics. But Wong says data isn't the only way to see how students are doing.
Students learn in so many different ways, and you just have to expose them to different activities because you don't know what's really going to spark them, to engage them. You don't know.
Hello, Downtown High School. Welcome to the 2014 Spring Semester Awards Exhibition. All songs, lyrics, and performance are original.
At the end of the semester, each project has an exhibition, a time to share what they've learned and created with the rest of the school. Mars's exhibition takes the form of a concert held in the school cafeteria. Students have chosen names for their bands, and they perform the songs inspired by the novel they read.
The book is about some dude from the 40s, and, you know, he's trying to adapt to a world that's really messed up, but he can't really...
This band is called Purple Reaper.
Yeah!
Sergio Racinos doesn't rap today, but he does have a science project to present, a hand-built microphone.
Well, yeah, basically, we connected two magnets and a copper to an alligator plug, connected to a mono, and then we connected into this. Turn it on.
Racinos says he's glad to have re-engaged with school.
I mean, because it sucks seeing your mom, like, you know, sad at you, like, oh, like, my son's, like, messing up, like, you know, and just having to deal with that. So I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to get this high school done with, like, yeah.
Racinos is getting passing grades now, and if he stays on track, he has a chance to graduate with Downtown's class of 2016. In San Francisco, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.